UN Chief Guterres turns on Davos elites. You were the problem with fossil fuels and climate. By Simon Kent on January 19, 2023. A disappointed UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned the Davos elites Wednesday any moves to increase fossil fuel production are inconsistent with human survival and governments must join with the private sector to eliminate their use. Guterres, who presumably flew into the luxury Swiss ski resort on a fossil fuel-burning private jet like so many in his World Economic Forum WEF audience, remains in no doubt the future of the planet is in peril. We are in the worst situation of my lifetime. The veteran Portuguese socialist declared before pointing at the corporate leaders and politicians before him as he said they are far from blameless, Politico reports. Across the spectrum of global challenges, we need private sector resourcefulness and cooperation to advance peace, sustainable development and human rights. He said, continuing to air a theme of grievances he advanced from the day of his arrival. The list of attendees at this year's elite forum included CEOs or top executives from at least 27 fossil fuel companies, including Shell, Chevron, Aramco and BP. The Politico report added he continued to shame his audience by questioning the sanity of anyone backing fossil fuel producers. Today, fossil fuel producers and their enablers are still racing to expand production, knowing full well that their business model is inconsistent with human survival. This insanity belongs in science fiction. Yet we know the ecosystem meltdown is cold, hard scientific fact. Guterres further said climate change predictions made by scientists working for ExxonMobil as far back as the 1970s were today coming to fruition, although he offered no direct evidence to support his claim. Just like the tobacco industry, they rode roughshod over their own science, he said, and now the world is on track for a devastating 2.8-degree increase in temperature. The 73-year-old UN chief called on corporate leaders across the board to submit their credible and transparent transition plans before the end of 2023. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.